Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. It's happened again. A teenage couple making an Instacart delivery pulled up to the wrong house near Fort Lauderdale and someone opened fire. While no one was physically hurt, a Florida prosecutor has now ordered an investigation.
No one was hit and no charges were filed, but the state attorney's office says police investigators never contacted them about the shooting. The incident comes on the heels of at least three other incidents nationally where people were shot for mistakenly turning into the wrong property or getting into the wrong car. Prosecutors here now say they want to review the evidence and applicable law to make a decision about the charges. Christian Benavides, CBS News, Miami.
You're running out of time to use those Bed Bath & Beyond coupons. It's filed for bankruptcy. Bert Flickinger is a retail analyst.
Bed Bath & Beyond had to file for bankruptcy because of a series of strategic mistakes made by senior management, which is really tragic because the combination of family management and professional management had taken this company to a powerhouse over the previous 50 years.
The U.S. is monitoring the deteriorating situation in Sudan a day after special forces evacuated embassy staff on three Chinook helicopters. Correspondent MTS Taieb.
At least 400 people have been killed and thousands more wounded in the fighting. The fear now is Africa's third largest country is falling into civil war, a war that could trigger a humanitarian catastrophe on a scale not seen in decades.
Some colleges are starting to withhold internal data for U.S. News & World Report's school rankings. They're not happy with the rankings. KCBS Radio's Mike DeWald.
Erwin Chemerinsky is dean of the UC Berkeley Law School.
It's not that we're objecting to our ranking. Our ranking's basically no different than last year. We're objecting to how arbitrary it is and how inaccurate the information is.
Chemerinsky says he's complained to the publication for a decade about its methodology, but hasn't seen any change.
U.S. News for too long has had an adverse effect on higher education, and we shouldn't give it this kind of credibility.
If you've got a talent for sounding like this annoying bird, there's a contest for you in Belgium. Dozens of people flocked to the contest to mimic a seagull. Some even wore feathers and beaks. An architecture student who was a first-time contender took home top honors. The crowd went wild for Lizzo in Knoxville this weekend when she brought 20 drag queens on stage to sing and dance with her. It was the singer's way of protesting a recent law restricting drag shows in Tennessee. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Time for Essential Last Crack. Now a double dip of Last Crack every Saturday at 11 o'clock here. The first song, though, it's from Last Crack, but it's not Last Crack singing it. It's Y-Lab from Local Love Fest 2013. It's Y-Lab covering Last Crack's Slicing Steel on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
night slowly swallows me. And then there's death. The black night slowly swallows me.
Maxine Kevy with Essential Last Crack. That is Last Crack and The Abyss from Syneker Funkhouse 17. That's the remastered version from, 2016 or 2006 or something like that. Pretty cool. And before that, we heard Last Crack being covered by Y-Lab of Madison and their rendition of Slicing Steel. You know, there was a show, I think it was a Halloween show. Yeah, it was a spooktacular. And Y-Lab came as Motley Crue. I'm not sure, but I think the real band Motley Crue should hire Y-Lab to do Motley Crue on tour, because it would be a hell of a lot better than what Motley Crue could do. That's what I'm saying. That was a really cool cover of Last Crack, by the way. You can find that on Local Love Fest 2013. Hey, happy Saturday, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. We're doing Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be sure to hit the podcast page up at civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. Radio tab. You'll find it. All the interviews we've done, almost done since we've been on the air here on Civic Media. They're all out there for your enjoyment. All the live in the Devil Lair segments, all the cool interviews, civicmedia.us. And if you haven't gotten the app on your phone to listen, do that now, because that's the best way to listen is right there on the app. You can take it anywhere. It sounds fantastic. And you can surf around to all the other stations, you know, the Green Bay station, the Oshkosh station, the Wausau, Milwaukee and Waukesha. They're all right there. It's pretty cool. Civicmedia.us and the Civic Media app. Bomblastica was last week. That was a lot of fun at the Wisco. Thank you to everybody at the Wisco. Kelly, Hannah, everybody over at Tiny's Taps House. you know, one benefit of having the malfunction last week with the live broadcast, Terry and I, we went over, hung out at Tiny's Tap House for a while, did a couple phone check-ins from there with Carbellion. That was a lot of fun. Thank you to the bands, Carbellion, for coming to Madison playing. Thank you to Wizard Hammer. Thank you to Iron Plow. And thanks to the Wisco once again. And thank you, everybody who came out to the show and made it a big party. Carbellion, they got their next show is with 20 Watt Tombstone with the Keith Daniels Cycle Swamp Stomp Band. That's in Manitowoc at Pet Skull Brewing on Saturday, June 3rd. Let's hear some Carbellion right now. I was really pleased that they played this song right now, because their new album is great, but this older stuff from Carbellion is even better. This is one of my favorite songs. It's Top Alcohol on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Divine. That's Iron Plow and Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Thanks again to Iron Plow, Carbellion, and Wizard Hammer for playing Bombastica. 27 years of Maximum Inc. Music Magazine. It was a really cool party. Thanks to the Wisco and all of you for coming out once again. Appreciate that. Next Max Inc. event, stay tuned. It's going to happen very soon. here, and you'll hear all about it right here on the show. I promise you that. Hey, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors. Lake Point, let them open the home to your future door. They're on Atwood Avenue. You can also look them up online at weikert-lakepoint.com. Also by the Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World, located on Madison's East Side. Find them online at ethicalco.com. And by Harmonious Whale, typically bands don't sponsor the show. We sponsor them. But a Harmonious Whale, they have this tour package that they want you to go with them on to Ireland and Scotland. The package is a bus ride once you're over in Ireland and Scotland, seeing the sights, hearing music from their friends and from Harmonious Whale. It's pretty cool. I think you ought to check it out. Harmonious Whale, WAIL.com, harmoniouswhale.com. The trip is in August of this year. Go to Ireland and Scotland with some local friends. Sims is a pretty cool guy, too. He was at the Wisco. We'll get him on the show very soon. All right, we got music on the way from the Seasides. We'll do some faster. And before the night ends, I might try to get some Faith Hills Have Eyes in there and some Barista Side. This band, they have some brand new music out, and they actually just played a show last night at the 1175 Event Center down in southeast Wisconsin. It's Lockjaw. Their next show is scheduled for Summerfest on Saturday, June 8th. Here's their latest song, Any Love. It's Lockjaw and Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Me without you, I feel so alone. Every day. Mrs. Kane. Get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. It is another case of someone opening fire on someone who showed up at their home by mistake, this time near Fort Lauderdale. This couple says they were not hurt, but
we could have been dead. Like, our window is down and they're shooting.
No, it's not good to be trigger happy when you have a gun.
I understand we're on their property, but that's just not how you go about things.
The shooter says the car ran over his right foot. Bed Bath & Beyond files for bankruptcy. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
It's a sad day in retail and a sad day, particularly for the company. And it's many, many shoppers who are big fans.
There's concern that a civil war could erupt in Africa's third largest country. Correspondent Skylar Henry.
On the conflict, President Biden said in a statement, the belligerent parties must implement an immediate and unconditional ceasefire, allow unhindered humanitarian access, and respect the will of the people of Sudan.
Special forces airlifted dozens of U.S. Embassy staff this weekend. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life, three wives later, and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Heavy, we are local music. 94 Distortion out of Green Bay. That's after, or the name of the album's Afterglow. Sweet Invitation. I like that song. Drunk Drivers before that with Girls Gone Wild. They have a show coming up in Eau Claire at the Plus on Friday, May 12th. They're playing with the Skin Tones out of Madison and Rank Strangers. Don't know the Rank Strangers. Have to check them out. Before that, we heard some Barista Size starting off the set. With Oars in Our Hands. That's old. That's 2012. That's a throwback. That's directly out of Rocker's Closet right there. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to the show. Hey, if you got a suggestion or if you want to email some music to us, all the information is at maxincradio.com. Or you can just send us an email. Send me the MP3 file with a band bio. Your electronic press kit would be wonderful. That way we know all about you. You can send that to maxincradio@gmail.com. maxincradio@gmail.com. Would love to work with you. Love to get you on the air. Maybe you can even play live in the Devil's Lair someday. Love to have you, you know? I mean, we are local music, right? These guys are cool. Coasting from 2019. The song is called Wasted Days on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Just told you that.
Frozen to the windowsill. Don't help me out.
B-Sides on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We really appreciate it. Thanks to Rob Roberts for filling in from 6 to 10 tonight. Really appreciate that. We'll be back in full force in studio live from 6 to 10 next week. And, of course, Max Inc. Heavy from 10 to midnight every Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. And don't forget, hit the webpage, civicmedia.us. All the interviews are busted out for you. You can, if you have a favorite interview that you want to hear, or go back and hear the live in the Devil's Lairs, you could do that. Plus, you can listen to the full podcast of the show. If you're taking a trip, road trip, load that up in a podcast player is perfect. Civicmedia.us, click on the Max Inc. Radio tab, and there you're home free. We will see you next week. Thank you for listening. I've got some Faith Hill's Have Eyes coming up in just a moment. My Bong Water is Blood. Their new album is so fast, so good. Before we get to the Faith Hill's Have Eyes, let's do some faster. Rabbit Hole. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Sync Radio. Radio for the people. Back
are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.